Blog Talk Radio.
We're in.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, and welcome, everybody.
Welcome in.
Time for the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and I'm Deborah Lee. I'll be your Psychic Love Doctor today. I'm joined by Jimbo Baggins.
There's only one Psychic Love Doctor.
Who will be, he's like your, master ceremonies and our Facebook Live streaming, you know, show that's playing right now.
I'm just a regular viewer like they are, but I represent the show and I can ban people. It's usually those.
Well, thank you for that nice interruption and taking over. Love that.
You just talked about me, so I thought I would talk.
Well, I'm glad he did. See, he isn't just a pretty face sitting there for all of you Facebook watchers. So if you'd like to check us out and see what we do when we're in action, go over to the Psychic Love Doctor page on Facebook, like Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. So welcome, everybody. We're welcoming also all of you listening to us through Blog Talk Radio. I want to tell you, you're making us go global when I look at the map of where our shows have been tuned into. Thank you for that. And don't hesitate if you get a chance to give us a call to get a reading. And Jimbo is going to fill you in on that in one moment. I just want to remind everyone the readings were conducted that are being conducted today are using nothing more than an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me. She basically devised the principles for this method. She had some stories about how she came to it, but they're hinky at best. And we just think it was maybe grandma's great imagination. So anyway, I have to tell you, I've looked in many books on the subject. I've not been able to find any as yet that correlate directly to this particular method. Of course, there are many out there. I don't profess that we have the whole corner on psychic reading using ordinary playing cards as the focal point for intuitive perception. Absolutely not. But this is a method that I've found over the years. It really exemplifies how you can use choice and change in order to create the future that you really want for yourself, which we'll be demonstrating with tonight's readings. Now over to you, Jimbo.
All right. Well, it's a call-in show primarily, and we'll talk about the other things. 515-602-9676. That's the number you call or Skype into, because we get both. We do get Skypers. And there's some, typically, a lot of them are typically local. Not local, but in this country, domestic. And they still Skype in. They choose to do so, and that's cool. It's cool. If you're international, you should consider that, because
very inexpensive.
It's not going to be as cheap as Skyping across town, but it's way cheaper than cell phoning. And you know what I'm talking about, international cell phone stuff. So anyway, when you call in, and we have a couple people on hold, so they already know. They know the deal. And I have to op check this here pretty soon. That you'll be told you're going on hold, you'll listen to the show, and you will be on hold, and you'll listen to the show. And that's how you know everything's cool. And when you do go on hold, we have a visual list, so you won't be forgotten. You won't be lost in
absolutely
the nothing land of hold world. You'll be cool. And there's Michelle from the UK.
Yay, Michelle. Glad to have you.
And I'll get to that at the end of the con stuff about giving international shout-outs.
All right.
But real quick, if you're out there listening, Blog Talk, Facebook Live, more likely, let us know and we'll give you an international shout-out. When we can, like if we're in the middle of a reading, might have to wait till the end of the reading, obviously.
Yeah, but we'll get to it.
I try to squeak you in.
Yeah.
So when you do call in, and we have Leone from South Africa.
Yay!
There's international folks representing.
Yes, South Africa is in the house.
That's right. We got multi-continents here. We got three different continents
all
together.
That's awesome.
All right. Big picture. Speakerphone, bad. Bluetooth, bad. If you can eliminate all those things legally and safely, please do so. Background noises, being in motion, things like that. You gotta remember your transmission is also going through Blog Talk and internet coming out our speaker, so the quality can get degraded pretty fast. So please try to make it the best you can. Otherwise, worst case scenario is we have to hang up and have you try again. Most likely is we're gonna have to have you repeat things over and over. And we don't want to do that when other people are holding. For those that cannot call in, international folks mainly, we'll work you in, don't worry, we'll work you in. We don't leave you sitting here watching this forever and then don't get to you. We'll work Messenger folks in too as well. But you will Messenger when we ask. Don't Messenger any other time, only when we ask. You'll Messenger Deborah Lee.
It's only because of a limitation in technology.
Yeah, it doesn't have it's free, so it doesn't have automatic put you on hold, really cool stuff like that. So if you call in, we're not ready, we're going to have to just say not now. We're not going to get punished. You'll call in when we ask.
And you'll come through over this. This is the Facebook portal, Messenger portal, and we have the second generation, but it doesn't have bells and whistles the way we'd like.
It doesn't have all the cool stuff that you would expect media hub to have.
I can make you look like a Martian on here. Or like a little girl or something like that with
Messenger.
The visual.
It's made for social media mainly. It's not made for like this kind of stuff.
But
we work with it.
Yeah.
We
will keep it turned toward me. Yes.
Another international shout out to Joe from the land of England.
Joe. Hey, Joe. Glad to have you with us. Where does he hail?
I just said from
England.
England.
That's right.
From England. England. Land of Ings. It's mainly a call-in show on the phone. We will go to Messenger. We'll work them in. We always seem to work them in when we can. Can't promise it's going to be like in the next 10 minutes, but we're going to work you folks in. And if those all die off and get sleepy, we'll let people type in questions. But I'm sorry, we have to do those. Those fit priority because this type-in thing back and forth, it's slow. It eats up a lot of clock. People that are actually legitimately holding, they get their time wasted because there's a 20, 30-second delay between us talking out loud here and you getting it and typing it. So on that note, and on that note only, let me look at my list and check it twice.
And see who's naughty.
I don't know if 216 is naughty or nice, but 216 appears to be from Ohio area. 216, you're the first caller.
Well, hello and welcome to be our first caller during the show. Who am I speaking to, please?
Wait.
Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear us?
My name's Sharon.
Yes,
I sure can. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. I think we've talked to you.
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right. How are you doing, Sharon?
I'm going into my object.
Wonderful.
Good. Glad to hear it. Tell us what brings you to the show this evening.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I was asking what brought you to the show this evening.
What would you like to know?
I just have a question. I know you like direct questions. I just, what do you see coming up for me? Anything you pick up in the next, 60 to 90 days? How's that?
Okay. I think we can do it for you. I've given you enough readings. We should explain to the others that when you are a brand new caller, I don't have any connection to you yet.
Okay.
So I need to become familiar. And the more readings I give you, well, definitely there is a great familiarity and a spiritual connection that occurs. But the first reading is, very vague. Oh, you don't sound well.
Oh, no, Sharon. I'm fine. I walk outside in the woods, that's why, and I'm just sneezing. I'm fine.
Oh. Okay, do you have allergies?
Sometimes. Plus, I cleaned my floors today, so I'm sure I was in Pine Sol and all that stuff. Sometimes I do, but I'm fine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, for those of you that are also new, you might want to know, I use a full 24-card layout. I don't just draw a couple of random cards. Others do. They enjoy it that way. I feel most comfortable with using the whole layout. That way it's like, well, the others, you guys used to say, it's we get the whole enchilada.
That was somebody else. Yeah. That. Yeah.
So I enjoy looking at the big picture of your life. And this is how I would lay the cards out in a one-on-one session with you. Of course, we would do more than one layout.
Oh, absolutely.
During a session.
There'd be no limit to it. Only the time you chose. All righty. Remembers things about your past reading, so that helps because I do not. So, but I'm just here. I just ride shotgun. I don't need to know anything. I know nothing.
You are a guy. If we tell you to go to the store to get five things, you'll probably only get four.
That's why you text lists to each other. That's the beautiful thing about technology nowadays. You can text lists unless you forget to look at it.
Well, oh, tell me again, Sharon, what it is you do for a living.
I work in a bank. I'm in banking, investment banking.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, I'd like to work that close to money, wouldn't you?
No, it would make me sad because I
love my. Yeah, I like it. I like my job.
That's great.
That's what's important. You got to like what you do. You
in
don't
the
have
next
to, but it helps.
60 to 90 days, which is going to bring us through, well, toward the holidays.
It's
going to
get us into winter.
Uh-huh.
You have an upswing coming in terms of networking and socializing. There's an awful lot of people here. So that usually means you're going to be expanding, say, your social circle, or if you are seeking maybe to take a step up. This is an awesome time when you are possibly rubbing elbows with those of the upper echelon.
I wonder where that came from, rubbing elbows. That just means you're working side by side, close together, I guess.
It meant more like socializing and you're all in a crowd.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird phrase. But anyway, it's back to the reading.
Yes.
Okay.
For you, let me see what you got here. What things toward the end of the year are looking as though they may take on a bit of a complexity for you, but not in a bad way. In a way that it's as if we've gotten throughout most of that pandemic stuff. This whole monkeypox thing seems to be more hype than anything else. And for you, I see you going into a very retrospective time of pondering and looking. Yes, looking deep into the veil of our existence. I know that sounds really wooey. Ooh, but I think for you, you might take on a few extra interests through the winter months. You know, there's not a whole heck of a lot to do. So a lot of times people will start exploring things. And many of those things that they explore will be the occult or metaphysical, you know, methods that are out there. And I've found myself there's an awful lot of free information that is available. And it's funny, if you study any kind of marketing, a lot of these websites will say, hey, get my free course on connecting with angels. All I need is your email address. Well, what they're doing is they're gathering that for marketing purposes.
Absolutely.
So they're giving you a freebie.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the name of the game. Nothing's free in this world, they say. There's always some kind
of... There's a catch.
Some might be a minor string, but a little bit of a string, if not a big string.
And generally, though, for you, Sharon, I'm not seeing a whole lot that's going to, like, say, erupt into your life as far as, you know, drama. Yeah.
That's good. No news is good news.
No, it is. And now I forgot about your romantic life because I've read so many readings. What's happening? What is your status?
What are you picking up?
Remember this method. This isn't a crystal ball guessing game. She's wondering what your current status is or what you would like it to be, and that'll help with the reading.
I do that because, first of all, I don't want to offend anybody who might be very well ensconced in a great relationship. I don't want to be busting their bubble saying, hey, somebody even better is coming along. So I try not to answer questions that haven't been asked.
Right.
But if I see something that looks very interesting, I will mention it. So that's why I just wanted to know. And you don't have to answer.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to reveal, and that's okay. It's a free world.
No. So I just wonder why you must have saw something. I'm single.
Okay, I am seeing something, but it's referring to the past. There is someone from your past who I feel didn't treat you real well. And they are thinking and really kind of planning, the way these cards are represented here, of trying to re-enter your life. So don't be surprised if you hear from somebody straight out of the blue. It's because it's weighing heavy on the heart. And, you know, as time passes, people start getting very nostalgic. And
There's a lot of reflection that can happen at certain points of people's lives, reflection on
and
the
past. And if this is somebody that has still caught, you know, if you still have a bit of a heartache over, just because you accept their apology, you don't have to take them back into your life.
Sometimes when ships have sailed, they have sailed, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
And
I agree.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and we outgrow that attachment, through pain.
You're right. That was a thing in your life. It probably had a purpose, if nothing else, to teach you. Maybe who knows what the purpose was, but that means it's over. It's over. It's simple as that.
But somebody is coming into your life, and I feel before the end of the year. And I think this is going to be a brand new start on a brand new relationship, and it looks really good. So.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, because your cards show that you are. She's ready.
All right. The sign that we are now moving to the angel card portion of your reading.
Yes.
Now, these sometimes directly line right up with what Deb was talking about. Sometimes they don't, but if they keep coming back when I flip through the cards, I think I have to talk about it. And it might mean something.
The future.
It could be the future, something off on the side that you have to think about. Anyway, the subject of this angel card is spread your wing. Archangel Ariel, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you're ready to soar.
And I love it because it correlates perfectly with me seeing you on the upswing socially and in terms of work. Yeah, networking.
Sure does. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Sure, thank you for holding. I know you held a long time to be caller number one. We thank that.
Have a wonderful evening, both of you.
Yes, you too.
Same to you. The weekend's about over.
Yes, sadly. Take care.
Yep, take care. All good things must come to an end. All right, let's see. I got to update my list real quick because it's growing. I forgot to mention, and I got like a lot of people on hold, so that'll help. That when you hear, that means Deb's reading is done, and we're moving to the angel card reading. That's a one card reading. It's kind of wrapping it up real quick, and we can't have you coming back with more questions because we got a lot of people on hold, and it's not fair to them.
Right.
We have to be fair, and we also have folks that are interested in sneaking in some messenger. Usually we do a couple of the phone ones first because they've held the longest, and then we'll start working the messenger folks in. We give them like 30 seconds, and if they don't call, we go back to the phones. But unless we have like 400 callers, we can extend the show and get everybody in. So don't freak out. Don't think, oh, my God, I'm on this phone and I'm never going to get a reading. Just
those
relax.
Of you who've just joined us, you can also pop into the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page where we are currently streaming live.
True that. Yeah, if you're a Facebook person, you might enjoy watching the reading because you can actually see the cards.
Right.
Literally. We try to give a fairly good angle. You might not see them all, but at least you get the gist of it, you know. Don't you know? All right, let's see here. We're going to go to our next caller. This is area code 773 from Illinois, 773.
Illinois, welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Hey, it's Ann again.
Well, hi, Ann.
Hey, welcome back.
How are you?
Hey, well, thank you. I'm good. I was just listening this time, but I'm happy to talk to y'all because y'all are just so chipper.
Oh, we like that. We feel chipper.
It wouldn't suck if we were like a drag.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, here we are doing
everything
the show.
Sucks. Yeah, I don't think we'd have a lot of listeners then. Might be the Psychic Love Doctor Suicide Show if we talk like that.
We try to take days off, but around 3 in the afternoon, we start going, oh.
Trust your gut.
We should do one.
You trust your gut. If your gut
is just have fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Too many of those that are out there as practitioners are way too serious, and they use million-dollar language that goes right over everybody's heads.
And they talk hocus pocus,
right?
And they don't, they're like,
and
they don't want to throw any details about.
And right, and this is far more down to earth. It's literal, and there is joy in it. So thank you for bringing that up. So Anne, what's on your mind this evening?
Yeah, let's see. I am a bit bored at work. What's going on there?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Do you like your job?
Sometimes.
You've been there a long time?
That's probably pretty common, though.
Yeah. But that's also a sign, intuitively, that you're starting to outgrow the position. It's time for new challenges, you know.
Yeah.
New experiences.
Yeah,
so
I hear you. All right. Well, that's a very good question, then. That's a lot of people that are listening, and we got a lot of Facebook Live viewers, too. It's called the Psychic Love Doctor Show, but that love is just...
It's about, we cover the gamut of
that
everything.
We have to be honest, that is the number one question. But not like 99% of them are love, it's just, it is the most. But it's not all. And everything's on except gambling.
I've tried it, and the odds to me are not good enough.
And I think it's a door we would want to open, even if she was good.
Yeah, the mafia might come looking for me.
Oh, the mafia, and there'd be some invested. It'd be a lot. We don't want to open that door ever, even if she was good.
I tried also doing football, NFL football.
Yeah, nothing. Lottery tickets, none of that stuff.
There's too many variables.
Too many variables, and if she was getting good at it, she'd be owning, like, islands all around the world. And probably
right.
Doing this show on a really cool studio, home studio, you know, in a mansion.
Yeah.
And we'd have a bunch of agencies and good and legal and illegal agencies coming after
you
us.
Betcha.
All right, anyway, back
you
to you.
You betcha. All right, so.
Job, employment, no, not satisfying too much right this second.
Let's do a minute here of life coaching. If I handed you, Anne, a magic wand and said, what would you like in terms of a job or career to appear in front of you?
Semi-realistic.
Yeah.
We don't have to say you want to be Queen of England or stuff like that.
Oh.
But, you know, something realistic.
Is that an option?
Well, if it's a wand, in theory it is. If it's a wand, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be more within reality. All right.
So you got the wand.
I don't know. I think I just like something that's a little bit more variable because I just go to the office every day.
Okay.
Nah, she doesn't. The rut is getting too rutty. Yeah.
It's a rut.
Yep.
Can you go upward?
I used to be a photographer. That was fun.
Oh, I bet.
It was probably you couldn't count on the income being consistent, I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That is one of those fields.
And the,
you know. Go ahead.
And the equipment's expensive. Yeah.
Woo. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, if you want to really be a serious professional, damn on the equipment.
Something that's really hot right now in the Hampton Roads area of Virginia where we are is boudoir photography. I'm not talking cheesy photographs. I'm talking these are fashion photographers who took a little curve away from that industry, opened their own, and I'll tell you, these photos are absolutely stunning.
Okay.
They're sensual, they're provocative, but you could show them to your mom even.
Depends on the mom, I bet.
But they really have a sensuality to them, and people are migrating to other things.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you stayed in a job till it either killed you or they gave you, you know, threw you a gold watch and said, get out of here.
If it was a steady job and it paid the bills and it had retirement, you said, I'm not moving. All right, what do you got, Deb?
What I've got is that you're going to start in this coming year to start exploring ideas for a different career path. And it's going to be really fruitful for you.
Cool.
One thing I've learned over all these years, the more off the wall something seems, the more realistic it will happen.
Okay.
So if you start thinking crazy is the direction you should go. And there's a lot of opportunity I see for you.
Yay.
Nothing's exactly bubbling up specifically.
Okay, nothing jumping right out of the cards. Nope.
However, I see you working hand in hand with the man, and it's like a new project. He's young, think fresh out of college kind of guy. And, wow. Yeah, but he's coming out fresh, full of ideas. And, well, if you look at doctors these days, man, they look like they're freshmen in college. They're so young.
Yeah, I know, but, right?
Yeah, but they've got all the hottest, you know, healing.
Oh, they have to go. They don't just get tossed out there. They have, they got to go through a lot of shit before they can start really practicing on their own.
So I'm going to tell you, the more bored you are, the more the moment you're in is literally disintegrating. And it's going to turn into actual fuel that's going to motivate you to take a step.
Hmm.
And sometimes, which I'm not seeing here, but sometimes the business around you will start downsizing. They'll start letting people go. They'll start, what would be a word where they like merge a number of jobs together without really raising the pay?
Well, it's reorganization.
Yeah.
Sometimes downsizing usually involves somebody hitting the road, but a lot of times it's reorganization.
So for you, I feel it's just your own lack of, what is it? You don't spring out of bed anymore to go to work. You know,
nope.
It's kind of just ho-hum, And you're eventually going to just light on this idea and watch and see if a job just like that doesn't fall right into your hands, like over the internet, or you'll see it in a newspaper. I don't know how people look
you
for
think
jobs
it's,
now.
You don't think it's somehow at her current organization, or it could be a lateral thing? Okay, well, I'm just asking.
I'm kind of not seeing that.
She's not seeing it because I can't read the card. That's why I asked her, even though they're right here.
There's an opportunity, I can tell you, that could involve some very nice travel for you if you
want to.
And I think that's going to be the lure for you to, I got it. I know. See, your cards are so fascinating. I could sit here for the whole hour and just read these.
Oh,
but
wow.
What she can do, though, she knows, too. She can keep calling back every show.
Yeah, keep calling back.
Everybody that's listening and out there, if they don't know it, you can call in every single show we do for a reading, just once per show.
Yeah, and that's fine, absolutely. And
sure.
As you start to have opportunities come to you, people before an interview will come for a free reading during the show so they know what to expect. And I think that's really good. So you know, are they going to be talking, you know, dollars and cents, or are they looking for ideas and innovations?
Mm-hmm.
And it, yeah. So yes, there's travel for you.
Mm-hmm.
Highly possible.
Travel, traffic, they can relate.
Good. Okay. So yeah, your cards look great. And you will be leaving the job inevitably. Okay.
All right.
Now,
this one stood out. I don't know why. We'll see what Deb says and what you say. It's going to be something about some other part of your life you didn't even ask about. Chakra clearing. Archangel Metatron. Chakra. Call upon me to clear and open your chakras using sacred geometric shapes.
Yeah, Metatron.
Metatron, the Transformer dude.
That is a...
that's a guy.
That is a really powerful
gotta be
archangel.
A guy, show the boobs, so it's got to be a guy.
read up on that one. Because, and if you're interested, or any of you out there, I have a series of chakra clearing meditations that are guided. I went to a metaphysical university online, and so... woman, the CEO, she made a whole lot of these meditations for our classes and said, you may share these with others, but you cannot sell them. So if anybody's interested, there's one for each of your chakras. So
ChakraCon.
Yeah. So if you are interested, simply drop me an email or a message on the Psychic Love Doctor Show
page.
Facebook page.
Yes. Boy, that's a lot of words.
It is.
Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page.
Yes, and I'll be happy to share them with you. All right. Well, thanks for calling us.
Thank you for calling and holding.
Yeah, and I hope you have a great week.
Tomorrow we're on News for the Soul.
Right.
Not our own. It'll be News for the Soul on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right, have a good one.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bless you. Take care.
All right, we're going to open the quick little window here.
To
Facebook folks.
Oh, all right.
And we'll give them about 30 seconds. Don't worry, those on hold, don't freak out. We will extend the show as needed. I see the list. I'm keeping really good track of it because they don't put it in the right order of who was first. I do. I have a little Word document open. So.
Those that are...
So you're not getting screwed.
Recently joining us, we do this because our international folks, the roaming charges for their cell phone to sit on hold for Blog Talk and to get on the air.
Yeah, and it's also, they're also early in the morning of the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even further down the road, depending
on
what time zone they're in.
If they call us through Messenger, and you have to be a friend of mine.
You have to be a friend of Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Right, then you will be able to call for free.
Yeah, it's Messenger. You can audio, video, your call.
Mm-hmm.
The window is closing rapidly.
So we'll try again.
We'll wait a little bit because some of the Facebook folks know not to show up real early.
Yeah.
Excuse me. All right, on that note, let's go back to the phone. I clicked it. Why are you laughing at me? There we go. We're going to area code 919, which appears to be right down south of us, North Carolina, 919.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Who's on the show, on the line with us?
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you for holding patiently.
And are you new to the show?
I am new, yes.
Well, we welcome you, and we'll remind you, you're only a newcomer once.
That's right. Say goodbye to the virginity. It's gone forever. Gone forever.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the world we live in.
All right. So tell us a little, some details about you and what your question for your reading will be.
Okay, well, my question is about possible love relationships.
Okay.
I am an empty nester now, and it's been a long time raising my kids, and I'm just curious.
Empty nester.
I'm just feeling it.
Okay, so
I got you. So it's kind of like a new transition of your life when you get to that empty nest phase.
Exactly.
We all know that because there ain't no spring chickens here at this table.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I'd like to think the 60s are the new 40s myself.
Yeah, what are the 100s going to be the new 50s?
It could be.
Anyway, come back to the next one.
I have put 5 male human beings out into the world. God help the world, but they're all out there in different places, hopefully being good citizens.
Yep, doing positive things to the earth.
But it is true. When you become an empty nester, you've got to have a plan, something that will take you forward.
But nobody ever makes one.
All of a sudden,
it's so occupied while the nest is full, you don't have time to plan for what I do after the empty.
Trouble is, a lot of marriages fail then.
They do.
They realize, hey, we don't have anything. But,
they're like, holy crap, we don't have kids that live here and they're far away maybe, and we all both want different things now.
Well, you have to remember the focus is on raising the children.
It's the family. I understand.
And
absolutely.
Getting them out into the world.
Absolutely on board with what you said. Yep, I agree. And then not always. Some people are cool with that next phase together.
But if you
are,
are
not.
Especially around retirement age. Now I'm 65. But I have no thoughts of retiring. Retiring to what?
That is probably a relative word. That means something to everybody else differently.
I'd go cuckoo if I watched television
cuckoo
all day.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Or if you sit out there and play in the garden all day, I think I'd start eating the dirt.
So tell us, do you have a plan in mind? Are you toying with a couple of ideas?
Do you have any interest or... things on the horizon that could be possible love interests?
That's right. You were looking for love.
Yep. Relationships, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you're
I don't really have a plan. That's the problem.
Okay. You have a plan and you don't see anybody in your space that looks like a possibility or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good information. So the cards shall go down.
My best advice to anybody is don't go out and look for it. Don't try to hunt it down. Let it come to you. I mean, and it will in its own best way and time.
Sure, you could do things to make yourself a little more available, but you don't have to go crazy on some social media site and say, I'm desperate, because you're not going to like the results.
No. You're going to make poor choices.
Yeah, you're going to get the opposite of what you want. Instead of getting the great fruit that are at the top of the tree, you're going to get the fruit that are rotting in the grass.
Boy, you sure have colorful thoughts tonight.
Oh, and we know it's very true, though, don't we?
Yeah, you don't want to get yourself a lemon, that's for sure.
Yeah,
not
well,
a
it's a nice,
yeah.
pretty lemon, but if you get a rotting lemon, yeah.
And do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 53.
Okay.
No, she's younger than us.
I've done an extensive amount of research to review a whole number of those dating websites that are out there. I said who I was, every fact and picture was real. And I'll tell you, I've never seen or heard from so many men who are fascinated with their penises. Honest to God. I received a collection of penises.
Yeah.
And my only response back could be was, gee, you really like that toy you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would kick them to the curb. But you're in an age group now where a lot of marriages ended after, like, say, 20 years. They married, or, you know, fresh out of school.
Or early in their life when they hadn't gone out and explored the world enough.
So a lot of them are players now.
Reliving their youth.
Yep, they are. And they're manipulators, not all of them. I mean, there are some good ones in the bunch.
But, you know, they always say it's always the bad apples that spoil the whole bunch.
That's true, too.
Yeah, so it ruins it for the good guys.
But for you, I see that you have a really nice guy here that is going to come to you in a professional capacity. Like I'm just going to throw these out there as ideas. Like if you were getting some work done on your home, or you take your car in, or I'm trying to think of what else, but do you see what I'm trying to say? He's in a professional field. He wouldn't be a doctor or anything like that. Can't date you. You can't date your patients.
If you see the person once for something and then never see him again, that's not really a patient necessarily. Mm. But anyway, go ahead. You're the card reader.
He is going to make you feel so lighthearted, happy, full of jokes. This guy's a real funny guy.
Like a virgin? Touched for the very first time?
No.
Everybody sings to Madonna. All right. Anyway, let's not do that. Okay, go ahead, Deb.
All right. It's hard to be serious when you're in one of these moods.
You call them moods, but that's always my mood.
He is actually going to live very close to you, where it's not like necessarily walking distance, but you start to become aware of him more and more. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like driving by in a work truck or a car that has advertising on it. But I'm telling you, he's going to enter your life like it's a meet cute, like in a movie.
Oh, yes. Gotcha.
You know.
Lifetime Network. Not the ones where the guys are bad.
Or the women are killers.
Yeah, the good Lifetime movies, they don't show much anymore, but yeah.
Yeah, where it's a little bit of fall in love at first sight. And I see that you are definitely going to pick a man to be with for the rest of your life. So choose wisely.
Those words are so simple,
but
so difficult to do.
They are. And, you know, use the time right now to work on you. You know, we've all been through hell over that whole pandemic thing.
Hell is for hell.
Practice a lot of self-care and explore your own, interests, things you like to do, and just have faith, because I have nothing but faith in this happening. Now it's up to you to feel the same. But he's coming. And, oh, is he cute. He's adorable. He's sexy. Eyes. I mean, you just want to snuggle with him. He's that cute.
All right, into card time. We have a lot of callers.
We do.
It's so crazy.
But
Sunday.
Now, I mentioned this. No, please don't like, run away from us, because if you keep coming back, the plot will thicken. Yeah, I just wanted to know that just this little bit that I saw pertaining to him, there will be more, and there will be other men that will be coming on the scene. So have at it there, Jimbo.
All right, stand by for Angel Card reading before we hang up. Well, we don't hang up. We just put you back on hold because you can listen to the show if you still want to. Subject, remember who you are. Archangel Michael.
Big one.
You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved.
Aww.
So don't think that your empty nest life is going to be shallow and not...
Yeah, you don't have to fill your house up with cats.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to give up on talking to humans anymore. It's
right.
Michael's got your back with his sword in hand.
Truly. And when we sit and wait, well, not wait, but...
No, what you're saying. Well, you're doing your thing. You're doing life, the life thing. Yeah.
When you have patience, the right things will come to you.
Just a little patience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. And we want to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right.
Call back every show.
We'd love it.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. The weekend's coming to an end. And for our folks overseas, it's already over.
Yeah, they're already on their way to work.
We're talking about different time zones. Excuse me. All right, we're going to keep rolling. We got a lot of callers. Don't fret. The amount we got is a lot, but we can work you in because we will extend the show.
Tomorrow night it's strictly 60 minutes.
Oh, that is a fact.
Because we're on somebody else's
News from
network.
The Soul is on Mondays only, and they have a 24/7 schedule, so they can't extend squat. They can't. They'd like to, but they can't. Not their fault. They just got they're booked at the show right after us. All right, let me see who's up and standing in the strike zone. Oh, a little lover boy for you. All right. We're going to area code 631. Hey, they usually always go up here eventually, up to the great state of New York.
Yeah,
631.
They like us.
Well, there's a lot of people.
Yes. Hi, it's Suzanne. And I've been listening to all these great people who are going to meet great people. Do you see me meeting anyone?
Ooh, nice. Right to the point. I like it. I like it, Suzanne. Do you think there are some qualifiers already out there in your life on your radar scope or
good
not
question.
Yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's fine. We had to ask just to make sure. Okay, so, but you're ready. You're, like, ripe. You're ready. You're ready to be picked.
And you do know when you're ready. You know.
Right? And there's
not, I have a man who's a friend, but I don't think he likes me more than a friend, so, you know.
Good information, though. It's good that you mentioned that. Deb might see something about that.
Yeah.
It's always good to give her lots of info. Do not hesitate.
And how do you feel about the friend?
Yeah, what do you think about the friend?
Well, I asked him once if he wanted to be more than friends, and he said no, so we're just friends.
Okay, well, all right. Well, it is what it is, but if there's more, and Deb sees it, she's going to let you know.
Yes, I certainly will.
Yeah,
I
she'll let you know lots of things, too, that you may not
have. I have a little exercise for you and others out there that maybe aren't quite seeing who is seeing you. Yes. There is definitely love coming to you.
Love is in the air.
And while this friendship that you have with the friend did not blossom into something more, usually my perception is that first friendship is the best foundation there is for marriage.
Sure.
When you're young.
Well, he's not interested in marriage or with me or anything like that.
No, I'm speaking in general, okay?
Yeah, not necessarily that one person.
That as we get a little older and more experienced, we're looking for more than just that, what was it
called? Yeah, that shooting star that lights up the area below your waist and gets all y'all excited. And
and the horizontal dancing.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I like him, and I wish that he would like me as more than a friend, but he doesn't.
Well, then that is not the right...
that is, you're right. Like you said, you're smart. You
and
said, okay,
right
you
here.
Let it go, and it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be.
He is right here, and you will be long-term friends with him.
But there's nothing wrong with having a great friend forever.
Some people simply are not into a romantic frame of mind, and many of them are actually asexual,
or
I have found.
It seems like the women like to put guys in the friend zone, but it's both ways.
Well, I got to tell you, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Holy guacamole.
5 guys out of 24 cards.
It's raining dudes.
So, yeah. Here
okay, when now? In 10 years? No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, you asked, but that's a good question. When?
I do not believe it will be 10 years.
That's a long time.
I don't even think it would be 10 months. You
know? Oh, perfect.
Okay. What I see is there's somebody. Okay, first of all, I'm going to need a couple minutes with her. The others, just hang 10. I'll be with all of you. Okay, Suzanne, there's a man here from your past who really misses you. He loves you dearly and misses you. And this is all inside of him. And he's trying to figure out a way to get your attention, to talk to you. I don't know that you would go back to whatever you shared with him, because often they don't change. You know, we're still inherently the people we are. And you've outgrown him, but I wanted to let you know that you do have someone here who loves you dearly. He's showing himself as the King of Hearts. So I think he's very sensitive.
What does he look like, a little bit about him, so I know who he is? I have no idea.
Characteristics.
I think she's thinking more about physical aspects.
Yeah, but that's tough, isn't it?
It kind of is.
Cards, you know.
Because if I'm reading for people of color, then all that kind of, it makes it more difficult.
Yeah. You can
give about, like, a characteristic that's not physical, so I...
There you go. Perfect.
Well, okay, this is somebody that is an awesome caregiver. He could be in the, say, nursing profession. He could be a teacher or a counselor. I mean, this is somebody that helps people.
Helps people, there you go.
And
I never dated anybody like that.
Well, never say never.
Yeah, maybe they are now.
As you said, it was from the past.
Yeah. I feel he's missing you.
But that doesn't mean that.
But I never dated anybody like that in the past.
If it's from the past, maybe that person got into the field after you departed.
And changed their person.
They changed the way they may have acted back then and are different now.
Yeah.
And you would not know that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
I feel, Suzanne, and this is not a criticism.
No.
But I think that you do not give off the vibe of being approachable.
No, I do. I smile. I don't go out that much. I mean... Like, I do smile and stuff. I mean, I don't go out. When I go out, it's mostly couples. I mean, I don't know.
Well, for some reason, they are hesitant to approach you. Now, you seem like a very assertive lady. Like, you've got a lot of...
No, I'm not really. I'm not. If I go out, I never go up to men. No, I'm not. Mm-mm.
But a lot of times...
Go ahead, Jim.
It's not necessarily being assertive. Sometimes a woman... It's not a negative thing. You seem very confident. Sometimes you seem like you got your stuff together. And sometimes a guy is like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do with somebody that's got her crap together.
Yeah, because you
I'm scared. I might not live up to her standards.
And you might dress him down right in that instant.
That's not anything you're doing.
Yeah, I wear, like, jeans and a top.
No, it's not about wearing. It's definitely not about
it's
clothes.
It's about the vibe.
It's about the vibe, the personality. They might say, man, that chick is down to earth. She's got her stuff together. And I don't really have my stuff together.
I don't know. Like you said, I'm going to get these 5 dates or something, or 5 relationships, or...
You're going to get involved in some sort of money transaction coming up, and it's something you're really going to enjoy. And through that is you are going to connect with a man that you really hit it off, you really click. Maybe you're out buying furniture or looking for a new car.
It's something that had nothing to do with...
Yeah.
Running into a guy.
Yeah. So
Bobby's just going to have to be going to the bank because I can't get a car or furniture right now.
You know, I want to tell you something there, milady. I've read cards for 30-some years, and I'll tell you, so often after a reading, all kinds of wonderful things start happening in people's lives.
Well, that would be wonderful.
Yes, so please have faith. And here's a little exercise for you to think about. Imagine that you're here with me and you come up to my desk and I say, oh, honey, could you run across the 7-Eleven and pick me up a cup of coffee? So you run across the street and you come back. And when you come back, I say, how many people there were wearing blue shirts? And you're like, what? I said, well, I really would like to know. So go back, get me another cup of coffee. And tell me how many people are wearing blue. So you do that and you come back and say, well, actually, there were 7 people in the store wearing blue. And this is how we have to kind of become more conscious of the people around us. Like, look.
It sounds like people that are wanting to become policemen and detectives.
To be checking out.
Oh. A little show
it's
like
not
a,
my ex-husband who still likes me, is it? I don't think so.
You have an ex-husband.
I think
it's going to be an ex-lover, ex-boyfriend, ex-husband.
Really?
Yeah.
Real quick, I'm waiting for a school to call me to interview this week. Do you see them calling, like Monday or Tuesday?
I'm not really seeing that. I think they're going to be delayed. But I'm not telling that you and the ex are getting back together. I'm just telling you how he feels. So in case you get a phone call or something from him and you think, oh, yeah, you with the big crocodile tears. I just want you to know he's for real in his feelings. So sometimes it's good to know that. Now, yes, you're going to meet a guy that is going to help you make a purchase, some kind of purchase. And that's going to be the start of a relationship. Now, just have some faith. You know, God wouldn't take you this far and leave you. Of course not. He's made you ready for the love of your life to come along. And I believe in real love. It's a real life changer. And Jim is having a fit over here because he wants to give you your angel card. So
you mean the school's going to call maybe later in the week?
I'm thinking they're going to be delayed in the week. All right, but don't lose heart.
You're welcome to call back each and every show.
Yeah, call tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be on News for the Soul. So that'll be 6 o'clock, and it'll be on News for the Soul. But we do the rest of these shows will be on multiple times during the week.
Yes.
Everybody's welcome to call back any show they want, just once per show.
I should try to get my friend to call. She might call.
Sure.
All
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Now, it'll be a different number tomorrow because it'll be News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Eastern time. But you can fill on Blog Talk and find the information out very quickly.
Yeah, that network.
Nicole.
Is going to be on the front
page. News for the
page.
Soul, you'll see them on the front page all the time. So, but after Monday, it'll be us. So we got to...
All righty.
I got a lot of callers, Deb. I got it.
All right, let's move it. And Suzanne, you have a wonderful week.
Okay, your angel card reading. Subject is gentleness, Archangel Sandalphon. Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with the gentle people, situations, and environments.
Yeah, be gentle with yourself.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, don't be hard on yourself because you're not getting, things aren't materializing.
And you've got a lot to offer. I see it in your cards. I've seen your heart. You deserve nothing but the best, honey. You do.
All right, well, thank you for calling, and please call back again.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Love hearing from you. Okay. All right.
All right, moving on to the next. Area code 604, which is up north, Canada.
Hello, it's Charlene. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
I'm good, thank you. I was busy detailing around the washing machine and dryer, so I'm sorry for the noise.
Hey, when you're on hold, you have to multitask.
Got to do something.
Got to do it.
So what part of Canada are you in?
British Columbia.
Oh, British Columbia.
I see these things, but I don't want to reveal that in case they don't want people to know.
I think that's where News for the Soul broadcasts out of. I could be wrong, but I thought it was Vancouver.
No, News for the Soul is out of the Vancouver area. That is a fact.
Are you new for us?
I believe I am, yes. I don't believe I've spoken with you before.
Well, we welcome you with open arms.
Thank you.
And we'd love to know a few details about you and what your question is for your reading.
I've got a big birthday coming. I won't say which one, but I have a big birthday coming. Not that I have issues around it or anything.
No, it doesn't sound like you're real happy about the number.
Well, you know what? It's okay. I expect I'm going to live a long time, so not that I necessarily want to. Earth is fairly dense, but it is what it is. I'm here.
It is
so
what it is. Yep.
Make it the best I can.
It's up to me
to make it heaven. Right?
That.
So, yeah, and we're all a part of the collective, so let's do what we can to make the world better. And
well,
we
better.
All we can.
This is our one shot. We got one shot at this. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, hon, go ahead.
Okay, question. probably my biggest concern is on my son, and I just worry a tremendous amount about with him. So his name is Zach. And,
Zach.
Yes, Zach.
I have
and
one
I worry
too.
A lot of
Okay.
And what's the concern? I'm sorry, I talked.
That's okay. his well-being. His
go ahead, keep going.
Okay, I was going to say I expect him to outlive me. I just do. However, being healthy, not harming anybody, and living his life to the fullest where, you know, he's feeling like he's thriving, he's past the things that he's sad about, and able to walk away from addiction and crappy friends. And all the rest.
There we go. Okay, gotcha. All right. So he is a young adult?
He is a young adult. He's an older soul than any of us here speaking, but he is...
I got you because of life experience.
Yeah.
I got you. Yep.
So you'd like to know about his future path.
You'd like to know if his path is going to be good going forward.
Yes.
Well, I hear you because... Anybody that's been on that addiction trail knows some people can separate forever, but sometimes it revisits some people. And
now you got to always stay.
Yeah.
And this is a tough world now with all those drugs.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Out there, we've lost a lot of great talent.
And you make friends with the wrong person, you're screwed if you're trying to battle addiction.
Oh,
you don't even know it until it's too late.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them, they don't even see it coming in themselves. You know, who
a lot
said,
of denial.
Sharon Osbourne's daughter was on Dr. Phil once several years ago, and she was talking about her heroin addiction, and she said, a lot of you think we just take drugs to party. She said, most of us take it to feel normal. And I'm wondering how you can feel normal with heroin, but...
Probably because it escapes you from a reality that you're not happy with.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a normal thing.
I think it's more to make yourself. It's a comfort feeling of just numbing. It's like a low buzz to just shut things out. You're trying to escape yourself, right?
Yeah, it's a temporary escape from reality. For that time that you're on something, you don't have to worry about the troubles of the world.
How is your son doing right now? Is he in a good place?
Or is that relative?
Well, you know, he's an incredible and unusual human being. So he's a work in progress like all of us. And he's working at healing. I think that's the best way to put it. He's aware that he has issues around it. He's not necessarily dishonest about it. He was, I guess, to help without sounding so cryptic, he chose this earth. He made some very conscientious choices about being involved in today's world and in my life. He was involved in a catastrophic accident a few years ago, and he was hurt very, very, very badly. And it is an utter miracle that he's alive. However, as I said, I know that he will outlive me and blah, blah, blah. He came into a lot of money. He was also in a coma. He was, when you're in a coma, you're given a ludicrous amount of medication. And I think he had issues before that, but moving forward, he's definitely struggled more. And, of course, because he has money, he has a lot of trauma bonds with some people who are equally and maybe not with the same kind of stability around them to help them get healthy.
Lean on him.
Okay.
They'll lean on him for, we got you. Okay.
Until the world runs dry.
Yeah, all right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got for you is he is a miracle in and of himself. You should tell him when he's ready to get this information that he is in this world, but he's not really of this world. And what I'm picking up is that a lot of what he experiments with in his life is actually his attendance at the University of Life. He is gathering. Go ahead.
What did you say? A lot of what he's got in what he's doing.
A lot of what he's experienced. And, saying, dealing with this, that, other things that are coming along. He's like at a hands-on level of going to the University of Life. That's what I call it. Those of us that end up living life out, not in an institution so much as we are living it out in the world. All right. And I see his money here. I want you to know there's a couple of females here that I think their job at this point is to try to see how much they can get from him in a, like a romantic type of way. Are you familiar with these girls?
Well, he's involved. I know that they certainly, people approach him. He is involved in a relationship. I don't necessarily have financial concerns with her trying to take from him, although I can't say I'm 1,000% certain that she wouldn't. Because I think she contributes greatly to his being sober or healthy or desire to. She does it in a gentle way, right? But there are other, I mean, gosh, kids today have a totally different value picture. They'll send dick pictures or breast pictures or whatever pictures constantly about, oh, come on, come play. And they, you know, they get nothing out of it other than just those moments. And they do it freely, multiple partners, whatever, all for free.
Yeah, all different now. The whole world has changed around us.
I'm wondering how involved they are, because I am seeing another female hovering. The girls, these two girls seem rather close, like friends. And I don't want to go all Gary Springer on you, but I sort of feel like that both of them would love to play footsie with him. One seems to be like a girlfriend, but the other one would indicate more of like a side piece without him actually, Jim, tell me out here, without him actually agreeing to that. It's like he seems so innocent, your son. There's such an innocence about him. But he's going to really make you proud in the future. He really is. He's going to get out and really do things to help people.
Sorry,
you see him sobering up then and making healthier choices and not, I just, you know, one of the things, because he's fearless in driving, and which is odd, but another topic in itself. But he, you know, he will not, and I drive fast. I definitely drive fast, but not what I would consider reckless, you know. And
I think
definitely,
he's got one more falling off the wagon episode coming. From
and
what
they say, that's very common, so that shouldn't break anybody's heart necessarily.
This one should be the epiphany, the one where he'll realize, oh my God.
You said at least one more, right?
No, well, I think it's one.
Well, you think it's just one more? Okay. All right, we're right now, but you should keep calling back.
Well, he likes to have a good time.
Well,
you know,
he's young, right?
Yeah, and it's hard to separate yourself
that's,
from what everybody else is doing.
See, that's the thing. When you're young, if you've considered good time equal this other thing, it's hard to separate that out.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
I really think he's going to end up getting his life straight. I see he's very brilliant.
Well, she said mentally. She feels that he will outlive her, which is what you want your children to do.
Yeah,
so that's a good feeling that you have in your gut.
So I just think you've got a son that's really going to blow you away. That's what came to me just now.
Great. And
greatness.
Wrap it up. All right. Yeah. We have other callers. You're welcome to call back.
Yeah, I would like to delve more into this.
Sure. Tomorrow's show will be on News for the Soul. So it's a,
if you want to
call in tomorrow, you go on News for the Soul.
Yeah.
And then every other show is going to be just like you found us tonight.
Okay, beautiful. I will seek you out, and I intend to call tomorrow. Deb, thank you so much. Both of you guys, enjoy your night.
You're
welcome. Appreciate it.
Thank you for holding. Thank you for being patient.
And
you are welcome to call each and every show.
And one thing I would like to say to you, mother to mother, you are really a wonderful mother. Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, before you go, I played the harp. Crystal Clear Intentions is the subject of your angel card. Oh, it's the big band. Archangel Michael, be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
And I think that's really the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to realize as he goes further into his future, you are the one person that he can always rely on to believe in him and to have faith in him.
The other F word, faith.
Oh, what?
Is that the big word?
Faith.
Yeah, faith is a big
faith
word.
Is
because
everything.
A lot of people don't have that anymore. Yep.
No, and faith, it really is everything. I agree.
It is, yep. All right, well, thank you so much, and we hope we...
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you again.
Every single show, you're welcome to call in.
Yes, please.
I will. Thank you. I will call again. Thank you. Blessings to both of you.
Blessings to you.
Have a good one, and Monday comes tomorrow.
Yes. No, really?
Indeed it does. We do want to run away and deny it. Yeah, I was saying goodnight to Leonie from South Africa.
Oh, yes, it's very, very late.
Yeah,
because
it's like 7 hours, maybe.
Wow.
So, but hey, when you got to go to bed.
Beauty sleep.
Yeah, good night. All right. All right, callers, we extended the show. We're going to get you. We're going to 203, Connecticut, 203.
Connecticut, welcome to the show. Hi.
Thank you. Hi, it's Pat. Thank you so much.
Hi, Pat.
It's
Pat. And I want to say thank you guys for being so generous and making us feel comfortable. Sometimes I feel guilty calling so often. Saying we can call every day is so nice of you, and thank you.
Both of us, because Deb will be able to do better readings the more you call, and you'll get what things you need and comfort you need.
There's
and
more
better
continuity
information.
That way, too.
We don't want to tell anybody never call again. No, you're welcome to call every single show.
Oh, yeah.
You can be the first caller every single show if you call in early enough.
Besides, we like all of you.
It's
fun.
Yeah, the fact that you hold as long as you do, it means a lot.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
We love you guys.
Carry on.
One question. I joined a church online, and I'm really excited. I've been trying to find church for years. I just don't fit in the typical churches and don't like them. I like this one. They do prophecies, and the minister can see into the future. So, you know,
awesome.
But I want to ask, is there any, I keep getting warnings about some dark male, and I'm trying to prepare myself and, you know, just be sensible and be aware. And it crossed my mind, is there anything in that church or is it something else?
You're going to ask it or why?
Go ahead.
You say you're getting warnings. Where are you getting these warnings from?
Yeah. Yourself?
Yourself?
No, when I call, other shows on Blog Talk Radio, I've gotten three, really a surprise.
Well, then that's
in the past month.
And they tell you about this dark man?
Some kind of warning of a dark figure?
The first one was, I might have been asked about relationships, and the woman said, you're going to have two men come in and just toss them aside, get rid of them, blah, blah, blah. You know, the first two you meet. And then someone else warned me out of the blue. I didn't even ask about this. I just called up and asked for a general reading, and she said, I'm so glad you called. I need to warn you this. You know, a male around you that's negative energy, just, you know, get rid of it. And then I think I might have called recently another show and asked, and they actually brought up the ministry. So I'm just, you know, trying to figure out where this is. I don't want to spend a lot of energy on it, you know, but I just like to be forewarned.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't blame you for being concerned when you get three different types of readings. I mean, I'd be wanting to know more about that, too. What do you see on that, Deborah Otta? Or don't you?
Well, I'm looking, and I never want to, like, step all over the... like
you're not.
The insight that others have provided.
Right. Absolutely.
You're not. And I'm level-headed enough to not do that. But I also, you know, really trust and am always interested in what you see in the cards.
I believe that what they are referring to, there are all sorts of dark forces around us in our lives. You have a particularly bright golden light around you, Pat. And we haven't gone into this because I only answer questions people ask generally.
Yeah,
but
right.
he is this dark figure is taking the form of a man here, but I don't believe that he is physical or what do you call it, like
it's not a person that you would run into at the grocery store.
No, it's not. This is more of a dark force that the more you fill yourself in your life with light and love and faith, all these beautiful things, the more these things crop up. I mean, I've had experiences in my past that scared the living you-know-what out of me, but they weren't real. And it finally, when I was doing a show on AOL, finally I just took my fist and slammed it on the desk and I said, leave me the hell alone. I am going forward. And I never saw them again. But they would send like giant cockroaches on my desk. I saw.
No.
Yes, it was really creepy.
Visions, you know.
Hallucinations. And there was a dark figure off to my
right. Always out of the little bit out of the corner of the eye type of deal.
Right in the corner. And he had a great big hat on.
The brimmed hat.
Not really a sombrero.
Brimmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a cape on. And he was snickering into his hands, like
taking pleasure out of messing with you.
Yeah. Now, if these things invade your house, I have spoken with a high priestess of a Wiccan coven in Florida, and she had said, go out and get pure salt and put it all around the exterior of your house.
What is
dark forces don't like to cross?
What makes salt? Pure?
I don't know.
Is it something you can research?
Maybe without being ionized.
Or you could research what pure salt is, or ask some other people that know about that stuff.
But
okay?
I'm not seeing that it's coming. Go ahead, Pat.
I'm in a big apartment building, so I can't surround the whole place. Yeah.
You could do it in your apartment, but your dog might like it too much. You know. You can get some sage. I see they even sell it on Amazon. I have white sage.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should play into it too much, because my sense of what I'm seeing here is this dark force is frustrated because they can't get you afraid. They can't, you know. Yeah.
That's good, because, Deborah, I have been afraid, and I've worked probably for a couple of years to try and not be afraid, and I think I'm finally getting a grip. And it's interesting that you're talking about dark energies, because on the church service today, in the chat afterwards, one of the ministers who brought all this up. I don't know what we were talking about, and he said, well, sometimes such and such is not that, but it's entities. And he talked about his own experiences. He said, I just say, go away, I yell at them. And then he said the other minister said, he tells them to go away and don't come back until I tell you you can. So this is helpful. And you're right. I am getting lighter. I'm raising my vibration. The church is helping me, you know, get stronger. So that's very interesting.
Well, I really think, though, it's going to pass. And it's only because you know, you've been calling us a lot. And it's only been recently that I feel you've really elevated that vibration. And you are almost levitating.
Well, and plus you've joined this new church and you have people that you can discuss this with. So that helps, too, to get advice from others. It always helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to talk to some other people that are like, I kind of know what you're dealing with. That helps.
And being there amongst them, that's going to help you.
Yeah, too. Absolutely.
Oh, right. Angel card time.
Angel card time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, stand by. Subject, overcoming difficulties. Yes. Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you're surmounting any previous challenges.
Oh, how great.
So I think it's probably about this.
I think so,
the fact that you recognize it, you understand it, and now you know how to surmount it. That's what
Thank you so very much. Right. Deborah, I just want to say, you see things. I don't think I see them, but thank you. I will pay more attention and think more upon this and put out protection. God bless you both. I love you both.
By the way, thank you. And that fur baby of yours, he'll protect you.
Thank you.
Bite him right in the butt.
Well, that's a whole different subject. They sense these things. Oh, anyway, let's keep on.
All right, hon. Take care.
And love you too.
Absolutely. Okay. Love you.
Take care. We'll talk again. All right. We're rocking. We're rolling. We're going to area code 910, which is, once again, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina. 910, take us to the end.
Yes. Welcome.
Hi, y'all. This is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, Brittany was on Facebook a long time.
I don't think we've heard from you in quite a while.
She's been on Facebook a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay. How are you doing? Brittany.
Yeah, what's going on? What would you like to know?
Well, I started talking to a guy about 2 months ago, and we've met maybe like once, and I really liked the guy, but he was in a long-term relationship for like 8 years, and he told me right now, like, he's not really interested in being in a relationship, which I understand because he's not even been out of the relationship for only like 9 months. But I was just hoping, like, maybe me and him would, like, get in a relationship. If not even now, maybe in the future, because I really like talking
to him.
Well,
that is good.
That's a good question because, you're right. It is interesting because you understand if he was in a relationship for a long time and he got out of it, and if there was a lot of jagged tearing scars mm-hmm. and stuff like that, it might take a person a while before he wants to go down that road
and
again.
And the timing wasn't right.
Well, yeah, all that. Yeah. Plus, I mean, if a person gets out of something that was really traumatic, everybody needs their amount of time to heal, whatever that time is.
To decompress.
And to not, they're worried about, they're going to jump back into another frying pan. They're worried about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's normal. That means he's a human.
It also shows he's got a good heart.
Yeah, right, exactly. It means he's not an idiot.
And
not
a lot of
integrity.
Idiot. Or he could have taken advantage of you.
He just said, fuck, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
If I don't know what's right.
I respect the fact that he told me that he don't want a relationship instead of leading me on. And right now we're just friends, but, like, I was hoping, you know, it'd eventually be more. So.
Well, he's right here, front and center. I see him. And, you know, the thing is, too, he is being very honest with you. And also he's getting a lot of support from buddies, you know, like his male acquaintances, but he does really have fondness in his heart for you as you being you. And the friendship runs pretty deep here. To be honest with you, I am thinking you're going to meet somebody else that's coming along. You right now have it in your heart of hearts that you'll be available for this one, but I think you've got a real, real catch coming your way.
Cool.
Yes, that is good.
And you have to take what life throws you.
You do. I also want to mention, Jim has often said that I will share information that looks significant in the cards, and you got something right here. Boy, you are going to be so thrilled with the gift. It's like a gift of money coming to you. And it's substantial. Did you get your income tax back yet?
Yes, I actually did back in February.
Okay, well, then that's not it.
But the word gift is relative. The word
gift
is like some kind of unexpected thing falling in your lap,
like
right?
Winning the
like, holy crap,
publisher.
I did a scratch-off ticket. I didn't even plan on it or... Some long-lost relative uncle threw me $1,000. I didn't even know this guy was even alive.
Yeah, and you're going to be just tickled pink.
It's just something like, out of the blue, it's going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
But a good
so,
one. A
yeah,
good one,
a
like, whoa, yeah.
Very good way.
Do you think
so
you
I just
like
to
child support?
What, I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking, like, could it be child support? Because I'm thinking about, like, child support, so...
Yes. Has he gotten behind on his child support?
Or never paid ever?
No, well, he sends, like, money every week for both of my 2 kids, but to me it's not enough for 2 kids. It's only, like, $50, and I don't know.
$50?
Is he working?
So you guys don't have a court-ordered child support settlement, do you?
No, he is working, but we have a custody agreement where we don't have child support put in place or anything.
Oh.
You know what? They do that now when they share custody.
Oh, if it's 100% shared custody, so it's 50-50 on the physical custody.
But I think you're getting stung.
You're still getting screwed.
Yeah.
$50. What are you going to do with $50? You go to Taco Bell 3 times in 2 weeks.
No, it's not court ordered. He just decided, like, me and him at the time just decided to do it. Like, he just gives me the money, but instead of doing that, I'm thinking about just going to, like, social services and taking out the papers and going to the court system.
I
think you should.
I think you should,
personal
too.
Opinion, no cards.
It'll at least get you on the right page.
Yeah, 50
together.
Bucks a week. What the hell is that?
No, yeah. Couldn't raise a dog with $50.
I mean, you could like feed a kid ramen noodles and
it wouldn't be right.
And just like pasta with gravy or something. You know, that ain't right. With clothes from a thrift store, if you're lucky. You probably couldn't even do clothes from a thrift store.
But I think he'll go along because I do see a good sum of money coming to you, and you are darn right. Could be through child support.
And sometimes they'll back.
The crazy thing about it, y'all, he tells me that, like, he supports me off of that. And I tell him, like, that is not even enough to, like, feed them both a week or anything. So
oh, 50
it's crazy.
Bucks a week. God, 50 bucks a week? Come on. 50 bucks.
That's what I
said. 50 bucks a week? Is this guy from the 1960s? 50 bucks a week probably was pretty decent in the 60s. I know he's not, but I'm just saying, 50 bucks a week.
Yeah, I think you
and
need
that's
to.
And that's for two kids, too.
Yeah. So, go.
I feel like Chris Rock, 50 bucks a week? What the hell are you talking about 50 bucks a week, you know? All right, anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway.
I'm on your side is the bottom line.
Yes, we are going to.
Thank you.
In support of you getting what you need.
Yeah, and first of all, before I give you your final card, the angel card reading, you should call back a lot. I know you do already, but keep calling. You'll get more insight on this and other stuff. And tomorrow will be news for the soul. That'll be a little different. But you still call.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can call every show we
I
do.
I think she may have in the past.
Oh, she has. She has.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, we know.
All right, here's your angel card.
Angel card, nurture, Archangel Gabriel.
That's a good one, too.
Yep, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
Yes, and your reading shows you are a good mama.
So you're a good mom, but you have to make sure you're good to yourself to be a good mom.
Yeah, by getting what you need.
Emotionally, physically, whatever. You got
to
make sure
that literally resonates with you. I'm not trying to cut y'all off, but to me, like, that card literally resonates with what y'all just said, like the child support and stuff with the card.
You betcha.
Yeah, I mean, you're very concerned about your child, but don't forget about yourself.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, those of us out here who are working and are taxpayers, and when we see somebody like you who needs to go to social services and get assistance of whatever kind, we don't mind at all. It's the, what would you call them, Jim, the slackers.
Oh, it's there's so many people out there that take advantage of the system. Yeah, no.
But we would be more than happy then to see a young mother like you take good care of her child. You know,
and get them involved, and they'll check that person out, check their finances out, and say, you're not doing what you should be doing. Yeah. And that's the proper avenue. That's where that is your starting point of social service.
So
that's where you go.
I definitely see that you are going to be on the upswing with more money and, you know, more benefits.
And you need to do that because it's for your children.
You bet.
And you don't you should not feel 1% guilty about going there to do that.
I agree.
Not even a percent. Nope. It's the right thing to do.
So we would like you to report back after you
report
done
back. Yeah, keep on checking in. Checking in because $50? What the hell is this $50?
I will do that for sure.
Hon, you take care. All right, you're adorable.
All right, we shall talk
Thank
again
you.
Hopefully.
Bye bye.
$50 damn dollars. All right, you ready, Deb?
This is it.
Yeah, that was it. This is it. All right, that was I remember the guy's name, but I don't want to get it. Goodbye to our blog talk, folks.
That's good.